Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Wow, Right? The Woody Overton Window. And I did not make that name up. Mike Agravino did. And he won't be with me today on this Monday episode or Labor Day episode, right? September the 2nd. So we're rolling into September. I think Aggo's rolling out of the state of Louisiana, and I believe he sold his home and is looking for place, I think in Florida, he told me. But I just got off a plane late last night from San Diego, and I want to give a shout out to my first grandkid ever, Miss Ember Ray. And man, people tell you about becoming the grandparent and the love that you have. I've never known a love like that. And she's just a beautiful little baby girl. And yes, Paw, I held it in until the last evening when we were leaving the dinner, and I had to leave her, and I cried like a little baby. So I love you, baby girl, and Paw loves you. So I'm back, though, y'all. I wasn't on for the Daily Show this week. Jim Chapman covered me, and Mike Agravino covered, or last week, Mike Agravino covered me for Friday's episode of The Wow. The one thing we won't be talking about today, like we have on all the Mondays past since the show's been started, is the Nittany Lion things that we're covering, because Aggo and I need to do that together. And he continues to tell the story from his perspective, and I continue to give him answers from mine, and we'll continue that next week. But I'm going to tell y'all a couple, not quick stories. Well, some of them are quick, but you know, it's Labor Day. I generally don't work on Labor Day. That's one of my rules. And I hope you're all enjoying your beach vacations or whatever it is that you're doing. But let's get into it. Let's go to France, right? The Olympics were just there and all that good stuff. This fella did something that is definitely not an Olympic sport. Okay. So this dude, he had an issue, and it was a big enough issue, pardon the pun, where he had to go to the doctors in France. And when he got there, the doctors were a little bit surprised. And because this guy had something in a place it shouldn't have been. So this guy, he was 88 years old, y'all. And this is according to the French outlet Var Martin. And according to the news site, this anonymous senior went to a hospital in Saint-Mousse in Toulon to remove, you're never going to guess what it is, an 8-inch artillery shell from his anus, which he placed inside of him for pleasure. Now, doctors at the hospital were not just concerned about the medical needs of the senior, but they were worried about this bomb blowing the fuck up when they're trying to get it out of his ass. But they quickly determined that, I guess they had to call in the bomb squad. I mean, can you imagine being there laying on the table, like, I got something stuck in my ass? And that's bad enough. But then you got to get the bomb squad and everybody else to come in and say it's safe to take it out. And so they determined that the risk of explosion was minimal. And a spokesperson for the hospital in Saint-Mousse told the Daily Mail that the incident last Saturday required the intervention of the bomb disposal personnel, and they had to evacuate the whole emergency room, all the kids and adults from it. So, and according to the Mail, the bomb was commonly used by the French military in the early 1900s and is now a collector's item from World War I. Spokesperson also told the news site that the elderly man is now recovering well and is in good health after the 8-inch long and 2-inch wide shell was removed from his anus. Well, that's pretty crazy, but guess what? It happened before, y'all. I mean, you know, during the wars over there, millions and millions and millions of bombs are dropped, okay? In World War I and World War II, well, last year, bomb disposal experts were called to a hospital in Gloucester, England, after a man told doctors that a World War II anti-tank shell was logged inside his rectum. And rinse and repeat, if you will, they had to call out the bomb squad and remove it. Wow. Now that is a special kind of, I guess you could call it, I don't know, it's crime for being a dumbass. It could be a dumb criminals and a kinky crimes, but it's just pretty stupid. All right, on a more serious note, we're going to go to the state of Texas. And a Dallas police officer died and two other officers were wounded by a suspect who was shot and killed by police north of the city after a vehicle chase. Now, police responded to a call for officer assistance shortly after 10 p.m. Thursday and found an officer wounded in a squad car. The officers who responded to the scene exchanged gunfire with a suspect and two of the officers were shot. The three officers were transported to hospitals where one died and the other two were listed in critical and stable condition. The identities of the officers have not been released. The suspect then hauls ass and was pursued into Lewisville, Texas, about 25 miles northwest of Dallas, pretty close to where my sister is a judge in Denton. The suspect then got out of the vehicle with a long gun. Y'all, that means a rifle. And when he did, they smoked him like a pack of cools and he was shot by officers and he died at the scene. Hell or jail, fuck him. And he shot three cops, right? The Lewisville Police Department posted on social media that Dallas police were involved in the vehicle pursuit going north on Interstate 35. Shots were fired and the suspect is deceased, the post said, noting that the Lewisville officers were not involved. The investigation is ongoing. And as rightfully so, the flags at will be flown in half staff for now, as is common when any hero gets killed, basically, or any tragedy occurs. But they said our department is hurting, and that's according to department spokeswoman Christy Lohman. And we have officers who are injured, who are in the hospital, and we lost one of our own. Y'all, I hate to do cop stories like that. It's a tragic thing. These guys were getting up, going to work to protect the citizens of the great state of Texas, and their lives have been forever changed. And rest in peace to the officer who was killed, and we love you, bro. And speedy recovery, please, for the two that are still in the hospital. And I'll give some, but some give all. And just prayers and thoughts go out to everybody that knows and loves them, right? It's just sad, sad thing, and it's just the way the world is today. I don't know. So let me take you to another story. And this one is a win for the good guys and a loss for the bad, but I'll tell you about it. Authorities got a lucky break when the murder suspect they'd been pursuing for months fell, so to speak, into their laps. And now, he fell through the ceiling of the building where he had been hiding. Now, U.S. Marshal Service said agents captured 20-year-old Dario Wilkerson on Monday, months after a warrant for his arrest on charges of first-degree murder and reckless endangerment. And they were issued in connection with a fatal shooting in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, the task force investigating his whereabouts tracked him to a residence in Memphis. And law enforcement agents didn't have to look long once they were inside. They said Wilkerson attempted to hide in the attic as the marshal searched the residence. However, he fell through the ceiling. Officials said Wilkerson was not injured in the fall and was taken into custody without further incident. Well, That's pretty special. Fuck him. And I always tell you about the U.S. Marshals, the task force, the Fugitive Task Force. They're a bunch of badasses, and you don't want them on your trail. But Wilkerson's dramatic arrest caps off a saga that started in early April with a shooting that left a man dead and a woman injured. Wilkerson was one of three people ultimately arrested in connection with the incident, and this is according to the Shelby County District Attorney's Office. Memphis police were responding to a disturbance call near an apartment complex on April 2nd when they heard multiple gunshots. The victim, Troy Cunningham, was discovered on the sidewalk near Perez and Merton Streets, having sustained a fatal gunshot wound to the back of his head. Gunfire also struck a passing vehicle with two female passengers, one of whom was shot in the shoulder. Now, she was taken to the hospital in non-critical condition at that time. News outlet WREG reported that they cited surveillance video that shows Wilkerson lunging at Cunningham, setting a fighting motion. It says the two other suspects shot at the victim as he ran away, and that Wilkerson can then be seen on camera running to the victim, picking something up off the ground next to him before leaving the scene. The other suspects were taken into custody in May, the same month the warrant was issued for Wilkerson's arrest, and it just took a little bit longer to carry it out. So they score one for the good guys, Wilkerson. They got your ass on camera. And I don't know if Tennessee has a death penalty, but if they do, this is the time to use it, right? Fuck him. I mean, this, and again, prayers for the victims and prayers for the victims. Like that lady's just riding down the street in the car and she gets shot in the shoulder, right? I don't know. I don't know, y'all, but whatever. All right, let me bring you another story. And shout out to my wife, Cindy Overton, for the guy falling through the ceiling, and Leah Marie for these other stories, and everybody that sends stories, y'all, you know we appreciate them. And they're actually very interesting, right? So tell you about this one. And everybody loves their dogs, right? Well, a dog breeder has been found dead, and as many as 10 of his Doberman puppies have gone missing as police investigate his death as a homicide. Now, the Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office in Colorado, along with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation and the 5th Judicial District Attorney's Offices, are investigating the death of 57-year-old Paul Peavy, who had last been heard from on the night of August the 19th and was reported missing in the evening of Wednesday, August the 21st. And this according to the Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office. 3 days later, the body of an adult male was discovered just before noon by a privately organized search party, police said. Later that day, the coroner's office confirmed the identity of the deceased to be that of Mr. Peavy, and officials said they would conduct an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of his death. Now, Peavy had been a breeder of Doberman dogs, and it was reported that many of his Doberman puppies were missing from his property following his death. Now, while authorities have not yet determined a motive in the homicide, the puppies' whereabouts are part of the ongoing investigation. We can confirm that many puppies are unaccounted for, possibly as many as 10, and we are asking for the public's help in the following ways, said the Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office. The unaccounted for Doberman puppies may have been sold through social media sites or by other means since Tuesday, August the 20th. All of Mr. Peavy's puppies are microchipped. Anyone who purchased a Doberman puppy in the central Colorado area within the last week is encouraged to check the puppy for a microchip and contact the Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office at 303-679-2393 or at admin@clearcreeksheriff.us. We would then be able to determine if the puppy was one of Mr. Peavy's. Anyone who purchased a puppy through Mr. Peavy's business, Elite European Dobermans since June the 24th, is also asked to contact the sheriff's office. Please contact us if you received the puppy that was purchased or if you did not receive the puppy. This will help us determine exactly how many puppies are unaccounted for. Now, the investigation is in its very early stages, and police said they would release additional information that does not compromise investigation or future court proceedings. And police emphasize that locating Peavy's unaccounted for puppies may also help serve his homicide. And they say, we have gotten several tips regarding the puppies that are unaccounted for, and we appreciate all the information that has been sent to us. And again, y'all, I already gave you the phone numbers, and, you know, I don't know. You know, we raise English Springer Spaniels, and we've sold them all over the United States, from Florida to California to Wisconsin and everywhere, right? They're not cheap, y'all. I mean, I know Dobermans are probably $1,200 to $2,000 a piece, if not more. And you know, that comes with breeding rights or without breeding rights. And so if you got 10 of them, let's say 2,000 a piece, that's 20 grand somebody got. And no telling what else they took from Mr. Peavy, right? I don't know. When we have to verify our dogs and stuff through these sites, I mean, you got to do a lot of shit. Mr. Peavy even went so far as microchipping. Look, you're not going to be able to find the microchip yourself. If you got a Doberman from this guy or bought one in that time frame, especially in Colorado, because they're not going to haul them all the way across the United States and take that Doberman puppy to your vet and let them scan it for the chip. All right. Moving on. And we go to Harris County, Texas. This one, I'm glad they're undercover detectives, y'all. And fuck a pedophile. And fuck a pedophile. How about that? Harris County man, that's y'all, that's Houston, which I was in their airport yesterday. A Harris County man was arrested on 3 counts of sexual assault of a child. And he was caught while trying to meet an undercover detective. Good, right? I just can't tell you. I have been a part of these stings where you arrest these fucking pedophiles when they're coming up. And this is exactly what happened here. And this Harris County man is in custody after being arrested on multiple counts of sexual crimes against children. He was busted after he arranged a meetup with an undercover detective. Now, 35-year-old Hernan Duarte of Harris County has been booked into the Montgomery County Jail and charged with 3 counts of sexual assault of a child and 1 count of indecency with a child. And this according to Montgomery officials. And further charges are pending upon identifying Duarte's possible additional victims. Guess what, y'all? Those detectives are using a news release and they are going out there looking for other victims. You know why? They're not fishing for them like Mike said about the detectives and the people in Sandusky's case. They are out there doing their job because you know why? Duarte, they didn't just catch him on his first attempt. He's been doing it for a moment, right? He's 35 years old. Fuck him. Let the cops do their job. And they're not out there trying to break it off in Duarte. They're out there doing their job. They're not trying to fuck Duarte over. They're out there doing their job. Now, Duarte first came on authorities' radar after an initial victim was interviewed in Conroe. And shout out to my buddy JD. I know he's an investigator with Conroe and a polygraphist. But again, y'all, investigations. You find one victim or alleged victim, and you have to investigate it. And in every pedophile case I work, you find more and more the more you dig. It's business. It's law enforcement doing your work, not a witch hunt. All right, so I told you Duarte first came onto the radar after the initial victim was interviewed in Conroe. And further investigation uncovered that he was meeting with juveniles in the Woodlands and across other counties. Oh, shocker. He's a fucking pedophile, right? Duarte would initiate conversations with young girls on social media and arrange meetups where sexual activities took place. Oh, he's a fucking pedophile. That's what they do, right? And all of his victims were under the age of 15 years old. Now, he was finally apprehended by authorities after he initiated a meeting at a park in the Woodlands with a detective posing as a minor. When he arrived at the planned location, he was taken into custody. And look, I'm about to do a public service announcement. This is not fishing, not trying to fuck over Duarte, but detectives are asking the public to contact the Criminal Investigation Division of Montgomery County Precinct 3 or the Constable's Office at 281-364-4211 or email at constable3tips@mctx.org with information concerning Duarte's victims. Oh, do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child Make struggling with a specific subject learning. Or need get help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not
real
getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool
today
curriculum.
At
it offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts,
Visit
science, and social studies while adopting to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
Plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting, IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized, kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Oh, if people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD. .com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
I'm not trying to fish. I'm trying to help these detectives find out if there are any more possible victims. And you know what? I didn't hear in this one, I didn't hear anything about child porn. No child pornography involved. Holy shit. All his victims are under the age 15. But according to my good friend Ago, he researched every case in the United States until whenever, and all pedophiles had pornography. Not true, Ago. Not true, bro. Love you. Told you. And I didn't even have to look for the story. I didn't know that I was going to comment on it like that. But, you know, rose-colored glasses. You see one thing's one way, and the truth is probably another way, right? So, I don't know. Moving on, not throwing shade on Ago or Sandusky. We're going to continue to do the Nittany Lion part, and hopefully everything makes it onto the episode and is not edited, everything that I say. Let's take you to another story, and this one's a sad one, y'all. It's just crazy. A teenager was arrested after 4 people were found dead in a Georgia park. The 16-year-old suspect, whose name hasn't been released by authorities, was taken into custody on 4 counts of felony murder. And that's according to WTVC and Atlantis News First. Now, y'all, I was just there. I mean, I was there last week working on this crazy case, which I'm going to release after November 1. So stay tuned for that. But back to the story. The sheriff's office said deputies were called to Pleasant Grove Park at around 11:15 p.m., on Saturday, August the 24th, on a report of a shooting. And when they arrived, the deputies found 4 dead Hispanic men. Now, the victims' names have not been released, but the sheriff's office said they were 21, 19, 18, and 17. And two men were from Dalton, Georgia, while the other two were from Rome, Georgia. Again, right there by Atlanta, where I was. Actually, I flew out from Atlanta on the morning that this happened. So we have absolutely no reason at all to believe it's gang-related whatsoever. Thing is, sadly, just a very isolated incident, Whitfield County Sheriff Scott Chitwood said at a press conference held on Sunday, August 25th, per WTVC. Now, authorities noted that the investigation is ongoing, and they are on the lookout for an SUV-type vehicle, as well as a dark color hatchback vehicle, both of which are likely to have sustained gunshots during the incident. And anyone with information on the deadly shooting is asked to contact the Whitfield County Sheriff's Office at 706-278-1233 or the Georgia Bureau of Investigation at 800-597-8477. Y'all, can you imagine that? You go, you know, people live in the cities, and like my time in San Diego and stuff, looking at where my daughter and my granddaughter are living, you try to get a place, you know, where you can have a park close by and stuff like that. And these four guys are hanging out and they get gunned down. What the fuck ever happened to fist fighting? And they're saying it wasn't gang related. I mean, I don't know why it's, I mean, shit just happens the way it happens, and there's no rhyme or reason, and people don't respect life anymore. And speaking of my time in San Diego, now that's Southern California, right? I'm going to take you to Northern California, and this is crazy. And Northern California hospital officials told a 31-year-old woman's family that she had checked out and when the patient had actually died and her body was kept in cold storage for a year. And this is what the loved one said in a civil lawsuit. Now, Jessie Marie Peterson had been suffering from type 1 diabetes when she was admitted to Mercy San Juan Medical Center on April 6th last year. That's according to the allegations made in Sacramento County Superior Court lawsuit filed earlier this month by the patient's family. Now, days after she was admitted, Peterson's mother, Ginger Kanji, called Mercy San Juan to check on her daughter and was told that the patient had been discharged. Stick with me. The family files a missing persons report with the county sheriff's department, and they posted notices around town and even interviewed local homeless people and hoped someone had seen Peterson. Well, the family searched for Jesse. It was not until April the 12th of 2024 that the Sacramento County Detective's Office notified Jesse's family that she was found deceased at the Mercy San Juan Hospital, right? And this is according to the family's attorney, Mark Greenberg. Now, at this point, Jesse's body was so decomposed that an open casket funeral was not feasible, and Jesse's fingerprints were not even attainable for any keepsake. Y'all, that means she was badly spoiled and her body had bloated and the juices come out. The decomposition also made it impossible for an autopsy to determine whether medical malpractice played any role in Peterson's death, this according to the lawsuit. Now, the family eventually found out Peterson died on April 8th last year, but it took until April the 4th of this year for a death certificate to be signed by Dr. Nadine Mukhtar. And for almost all this time, Peterson's body had been kept shelved number red 22A in an off-site cold storage unit, according to hospital records obtained by the family. Now, I believe they should get this, but the family is asking for $25 million for the hospital's alleged negligence. And a representative for Dignity Health, the corporate umbrella for the hospital, could not be immediately reached for a comment on Thursday. Now, Mercy San Juan Hospital advertises that at our care facilities, we take pride in treating all our people with dignity and respect. And in this case, there was no dignity or respect, Greenberg said. Now, Mercy San Juan Hospital failed in its most fundamental duty to notify Jesse's family of her death. And Mercy San Juan stored Jesse in an off-site warehouse, and she was left to decompose for nearly a year while her family relentlessly inquired about her whereabouts. Y'all, that's fucking crazy, right? So let me tell you about that. Even in, if you take a deceased person and you put them in cold storage and they're not embalmed, oh, you're going to decompose. They're not freezing you. It's not a cryo, whatever you call a thing that where they freeze shit. You're not being stuffed in a deep freezer. You're being put in cold storage. It's like putting you in a walk-in cooler for a restaurant at like 34 degrees. Over time, you are going to badly decompose. But let's take it back. This family spent a year looking for their loved one. Wow, y'all. Come on, man. I mean, you know, I'm not really throwing shade on the hospital so much, although I am. But, you know, accidents do happen. But this lady died in their hospital bed, in their hospital. Now, I don't know how you don't have someone to contact. The next of kin or whatever. I mean, what the fuck? You just say she's a Jane Doe and ship her to a warehouse. Somewhere along the line, somebody fucked up and didn't write something down. And that poor family just looked, most families just give up. And this family didn't. Like the family from Atlanta, I'm going to tell y'all about, starting on November 1 on #justice4. I'm not going to say her name yet. They didn't give up. Like Courtney Coco's family, they didn't give up. Mary Puccio's family, they didn't give up. Yeah, but, a lot of families do. And they're like, well, they'll search for a little bit, and then they want to put their faith in the authorities that their case is going to be brought to a proper conclusion. Well, this hospital and Dignity Health, that's, of course, an insurance company. You're going to sue the hospital, and then that's why they pay insurance. And Dignity Health better be ready to write a check, motherfuckers, because that is some bullshit. I mean, holy smokes. I don't get it. Y'all, it's Labor Day. Should I do one more? Let's see. I think I'll do one more. Labor Day, I hope y'all are soaking up the sunshine. You know, I have two different smokers, and one of the motherfuckers, Lightning. I think if you go on my TikTok, you'll see where Lightning hit my tree in the backyard. It fried everything in my cooking area, all the electrical outlets. It fried my high-dollar pellet grill. So I'm having to go back to old school to smoke a brisket this weekend. But I hope y'all are getting your good shit. Whether you're on the beach or you're just finally getting home like me after 12 days gone and doing shit, working on cases and getting to see my baby girl, my grandbaby girl, I guess you would say. I hope you're loving it and enjoying yourselves and everything else. And I really want to do one more. Let me see. Stick with me. I'll do this one. And I think I've told you about this before, but I love to see motherfucking serial killers get busted. Not only serial killers, but serial pedophiles. And you know what makes them serial? That means they got away with it. Their crimes, many of them will never get caught. You know, prisons are full of dummies. It's hard to catch a smart criminal. Many of them pull the wool over everybody's eyes until a good detective comes along and busts their ass. So in Texas, a suspected serial killer who was previously convicted for another murder may face life behind bars after killing two more people. And y'all, you know what? I told you about this, but I want to tell you, this is more of an update, okay? Because they went to court, so stick with me. So Raul Meza Jr., 63, is presently accused of killing Gloria Lofton in 2019 and Jesse Fraga in 2023. Now, Meza was formally convicted in 1982 after being found guilty of murdering 8-year-old Kendra Page. And I told you about that part. This I didn't tell you about. He appeared in court on Tuesday, August 27, just this past week, to discuss a potential plea deal with Travis County Judge Julie Curiak for life in prison for one murder and 20 years for another. You know why? Because he didn't want to get fucking the death penalty, and they'd be killing in Texas more than any other state per capita. But not, yeah, killing them legally. It's a homicide, just a homicide by the state of Texas. So this little dude's in there basically begging for his life, right? And I get it, if the family members and everything, you know, but stick with me. So this plea deal would make Meza eligible for parole in 40 years, but y'all, he'd be 103 years old. So basically it's a death sentence. Mr. Meza is ready for this ordeal to be over, not just for himself, but the whole community. That this is according to his defense attorney. Now, Judge Julie Curiak did not accept the defense argument, saying she would not accept anything less than life without the possibility of parole. Good for you, Judge Julie. And when his plea deal was not accepted, Meza glared at the prosecutor until Judge Curiak asked him to stop. Now, this motherfucker's in there trying to cut a deal for his life. Maybe he gets out at 103 years old and they don't go for the death penalty. And you didn't go your way, you show your true colors, motherfucker. You're going to give the evil stinky eye, give the stink eye to the prosecutor. Well, guess what? That prosecutor's had a stink eye before, asshole, and you're going to die in prison regardless, but you never have the hope of getting out. Now, murder victim Kendra Page's surviving sister, Tracy, told Fox 7 Austin, "When I heard that today, it was just a big relief off my shoulders, and everything I wish this would have been done when he did this to my sister, then all these families wouldn't be here today." Y'all, Meza served only 11 of the 30 years to which he was sentenced for the murder of Tracy Page before, unfortunately, they released him on parole. "He has expressed remorse to us to the extent that he can," his defense attorney said. Fuck him. In response, Tracy Page told Fox 7 Austin that Meza never, ever had remorse, right? And y'all, I told you about the rest of it. Let me hit it for you real quick. This is on a past episode. Gloria Lofton was 66 years old when she was murdered, and Jesse Fraga was 80. Fraga was formerly a probation officer who'd given Meza a place to stay. Now, Austin, we've told you numerous times about the Lady Bird Lake, et cetera, and I think it's a serial killer. And they say Austin is a city on edge, and the murder rate has steadily risen since 2019. And at least 5 bodies were discovered in Lady Bird Lake in Austin this past year, and Austin police have asked for public's help in another case that involved a serial killer. But hey, you know, Mr. Raul Meza, go fuck yourself. You're going to die in prison. I hope you hear my voice one day, bitch. And sometimes the justice system works. Oh, juries get it wrong every day? No, not every day. Okay. And they didn't get it wrong on this asshole either. So that's it. I'm going to cut it down. I want to say that I truly, truly, truly love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. If you go to the Real Life Real Crime app and, you know, you've been called something that's less than positive by someone that's involved with the WOW or whatever, I apologize for that. And, you know, let's try to keep it somewhat sane in there. I know the Sandusky case has everybody pissed off. And, you know, again, Aggo believes what he believes, and he's still going to bring a whole lot more evidence to the table, and we'll hear him out. But, you know, you believe what you believe when he gets done telling the evidence. And I said it on the show, and I'll say it again. 12 people in that jury believe what they believe when they got done hearing the evidence. Of course, Aggo thanks the governor and the attorney general and everybody in the world was out to get a couple of the top guys at Penn State. And Jerry Sandusky just happened to get caught in the crossfire. Yeah. Okay. We're waiting, Aggo. Bring your shit. All right. I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Look, the hashtag Justice4 starting November 1, some other changes starting around the same time. And I'll keep you posted. But y'all, this again, you did it in Courtney Coco. You did it in Mary Pooh shows. Y'all, please continue to call in your tips on Miss Barbara Blunt. Just, I firmly believe that case is going, we're going to get the information we need to finally make the arrest. Or it's not even about the rest at this point, to get a conviction. So please continue to call in your tips on that. But this case from Atlanta, this poor sweet family, and I spent my time with them, boots on the ground, at my own expense, and they just want their voice to be heard, and we are going to give them a voice, and we'll have more y'all for the first time. Now, Miss Stephanie and Courtney Coco's family, they had over 2,000 pages of a case file. This one is complete in the same way like Miss Stephanie did. They didn't have all the videos and everything else. I have everything on this one from the initial 911 call, initial police body video cams, interrogation videos, court proceedings, and everything else on what did happen. But what didn't happen is an indictment for murder. And we're going to get that. And the first hashtag Justice4. And guess what? I got more families backed up, lined up, that have provided me with entire case files. But I can't do it without y'all. And some of these families just want their voice, their story to be told. Okay. And hey, enjoy your shit. Enjoy your barbecue. I'm going to do a brisket, and we'll fry some broccoli, and of course homemade French fries, and drink a beer. And the brisket's going to smoke for like 14, 15 hours, drink a beer. Football season has begun, drink a beer. What else are we frying? Oh, we're frying some homemade cheese balls, drink a beer. It's going to be raining all weekend, drink a beer. I think you know what I'm going to be doing the rest of the weekend. Y'all, thank you to our sponsors. We got several new ones now. And y'all check them out. They'll be posted in the show notes. And I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Until next time, I'm Woody Overton. Peace.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.